We wanted to be very careful, again, to identify a group that had a lower nodal disease burden. So we decided that anybody who was found to have three positive sentinel nodes, we would actually return them to the operating room for axillary node dissection. Those women were underrepresented in the AMROS trial, and so we wanted to still maintain optimal local regional management in those patients. So again, agreeing upon criteria for how we were going to select and manage this group of women having mastectomy in the setting of early stage clinically node negative breast cancer, applying that criteria then prospectively. And then we looked at our first year experience to see, one, how well we were implementing it. Was it effective? Were patients open to not having a frozen section in the operating room with the possibility of perhaps having to go back for a node dissection? How well did our multidisciplinary team work together in identifying patients who would be candidates for post-mastectomy radiotherapy? And then how were these women treated? And so what we reported there in that first year were, I think, some very interesting findings and trends that can be informative for all of us. So I think the first and foremost was that among women with T1, T2, N0 breast cancer having a mastectomy, only 25% of them actually had positive sentinel nodes. So right there, we were sparing the frozen section, the extra time and cost in the operating room for 75% of women who were going to be node negative. In the 25% that had positive nodes, 95% of them only had one or two positive sentinel nodes. So again, we had a very small number of women that we actually had to take back because they had three or more positive sentinel nodes according to our algorithm. So we felt that that was reassuring right there. We were, again, avoiding unnecessary cost and time in the operating room on frozen section, but not at the expense of having to take a large number of women back because they had heavier disease burden. So then within the group that had one or two positive nodes, about 70% of those women did in fact receive post-mastectomy radiotherapy with axillary radiotherapy, again, a la AMROS, for management of their positive axilla as opposed to having an axillary node dissection. A few women had just axillary observation because they had very limited micrometastatic disease in the sentinel nodes. And then a few women actually ended up going back for both axillary node dissection and having axillary radiotherapy because they were found to have a significant amount of disease. So we, again, were very happy with how this algorithm worked for our group in our patient population. But when you apply an algorithm like this, it really comes down to understanding what your radiation oncologist's threshold is for giving post-mastectomy radiotherapy. So we as a surgical group, we did not want to kind of push more women into that bucket. Certainly PMRT has its disadvantages, particularly in women getting reconstruction after mastectomy. So we wanted to be very clear and very careful that we were not going to put more women in the PMRT bucket simply because we did not dissect the axilla. We wanted to understand who was going to get it with or without dissection of the axilla so that we could then minimize, again, our treatments in favor of axillary radiotherapy.
So interesting. I was just thinking, I wish I could run my CME company the way you all run your breast department. It's really awesome. But it does remind me, too, that you know a lot of what we've done, and we even do this in quantitative surveys, is ask a lot of questions about like what people do. Like, you're in this situation, what do you do? And then we take all that, and you can construct algorithms, but you take it one step further, then you start looking at the data, you look at the results, and you modify it. So it seems like a very dynamic system.
Well, you know, that's part of the pleasure of working in a big multidisciplinary group and, you know, enjoying what you do and being able to think about how you can do it better, you know, all with the ultimate goal of having better outcomes for our patients. So,
but, you know, this philosophy can be applied, you know, to an individual in practice, too. I mean, that kind of that logic of looking at, I guess, your practice as a factory in terms of, you know, sort of how it works.